And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The transgender tide seems to be finally turning. The evidence for that is actually overwhelming. In North Dakota, the state just secured a major victory when a judge ruled their ban on child gender mutilation is perfectly constitutional, and prosecutors can now enforce penalties up to 10 years in prison for anyone who dares to mutilate a confused child. Meanwhile, the data shows transgender identification among college students has actually plummeted from nearly 7% to just 3.6% in 2 years. Turns out when you stop celebrating mental illness as an identity, fewer kids claim to have it. NBC News just laid off over 150 employees, and guess which teams got decimated? Their precious DEI verticals. So the network that spent years lecturing middle America about diversity, now they're discovering what happens when you prioritize ideology over ratings. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is showing the nation what actual law enforcement looks like. He's arrested 8 more suspects connected to an illegal abortion ring in Houston. These fake doctors, some of them foreign nationals, were working for Maria Rojas, who's facing 15 counts for posing as a physician while running death clinics across 4 Texas cities. Meanwhile, in Washington, the FDA just exposed itself as a rogue agency by approving a generic version of the abortion pill Mifepristone, even while it's supposedly under safety review. JP Morgan's Jamie Dimon just dropped a financial bombshell that should wake up every single one of us. We're dangerously dependent on China for critical minerals and manufacturing, and it's a national security disaster waiting to happen. Diamond's launching a $1.5 trillion initiative to break the stranglehold China has on rare earth minerals. Diamond warned that our adversaries aren't waiting before he called for immediate action. Well, here's a tragedy that exposes everything wrong with government incompetence. A Minnesota postal worker is dead today because police thought he was drunk when he was actually having a stroke. Officers ignored obvious stroke symptoms, muted their body cameras when discussing the possibility, and left him in a cell for 6.5 hours while his brain hemorrhaged. The toxicology report completely. A 50-year-old father is dead because government employees couldn't be bothered to do their jobs. Exactly what happens when accountability disappears from public service. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. I would also ask kindly, of course, that you would rate and review while you're there. It helps the algorithm, I think. Also makes me kind of feel important. Anyway, until tomorrow, go serve your king.